What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. What's up, babe? Welcome back to another episode of Evolved. It is me, your host, X-Teen. So I'm super excited today. I just got back from a CrossFit workout and I didn't even take my jacket off because I just wanted to come here and grip it and rip it and give you guys a little bit of perspective on what I did today, what I got to coach some lovely students on. And I think it's going to help you out too. So I don't normally like to talk about myself. I'm going to talk about myself a little bit for the start, and then I'm going to get into why it is important for you and how I can bring you some value. So that being said, if you don't know, I also coach business students in the Million Dollar Mastermind. So I work with my original business mentor in his coaching program and get to coach other online health and fitness coaches on their business and client results and things like that. I love to coach the mindset behind it. And what we talked about today, I guess one more thing about me again, before I get into how it's value for you. If you don't know, also, I am the head coach of the Badass Babe Squad, a woman's health and fitness and mindset wellness program, where we just change, you know, bitches' lives. And I also, what I am super passionate about is mindset, because we have our identity, like who we think we are. Actually, it's more a little bit more complex than that, but I'll leave it at that for now. Our beliefs, which become our thoughts and our feelings, which leads to our actions, which gets us a certain result, right? But if we don't change the first two, our identity and our beliefs, like if we have these limiting beliefs about ourselves, or if we identify as someone who, you know, lacks self-worth, like I feel that I used to, or lacks self-love, we're going to keep getting the same result in the end. And we might get a different result for a little bit. But then because our identity and our beliefs haven't changed at the core, we get the repeated failures. We get the fall off the wagon because we haven't changed the things that actually matter, our identity and our beliefs. You can, like, I can give you all of the workout programs and all of the nutrition programs and meal plans. But if you don't change, if you don't come from a place of self-love instead of a self-loathing, you're never going to make the long-term change. It's never going to be a lifestyle for you because you're going to keep defaulting back to the limiting beliefs and to the failure. And where focus goes, energy flows. And that's going to keep coming into your life because that's what you believe that you are worthy of. And that's what you identify as is someone who isn't worthy of that. You identify as someone who will always be overweight. You identify as someone that doesn't deserve to be healthy and fit and confident. So what I started in the Badass Babe Squad is a program called Sage Tent, where it's a higher level than our elite program, where we talk about mindset, limiting beliefs, feelings, our belief around things, the meaning behind things. And we just go deeper into self-awareness. And I help these women essentially like change their lives in all sorts of ways, more than just your workouts and your nutrition, because I believe you have to get to the root of the problem of why you are overweight, why this is showing up in your life, why you're unhealthy. So we started Sage Tent. We've done around, it was a 6-month program. We've had one of the ladies like completely transferred her job to somewhere else and is buying a house. We had one of the other ladies quit her one job. They bought another house, rented out their other house, and they bought a new business. We've had other women buying different businesses too. There's just all sorts of like changes we've implemented in their lives by changing their identity and their beliefs and helping them bring awareness to it. So anywho, what I got to talk to the mastermind students about today was I got to bring the Sage Tent into the mastermind, and I'm super passionate about it. But we talked about beliefs and how this theory of nothing has any meaning other than the meaning that we give it. And that you can take that in a way of like, what's the point of life then? Or you can take it in the way of, this is so cool, I get to control everything. Like, how cool is that? chat. And before the call, and this was something that I shared with the students too, because I do not think that like anxiety, scarcity, limiting beliefs, and all the quote unquote negative feelings and emotions that we have in our life and in our, you know, business, if you're an entrepreneur, I don't think that they go away. I think that you just get better at the story you're telling yourself about it. Because before this call, and this still happens to me sometimes, I used to totally identify as someone that was an anxious person. And I would let that hold me back from things in life. And when an opportunity would arise, if I didn't feel comfortable, if there was discomfort there and I felt like anxious, I wouldn't do it. I'd say no. Because I've become aware of that, every time I have that feeling come up where I'm like, ooh, that's out of my comfort zone, I immediately make myself say yes. So when Brian asked me to bring the Sage Tent into the mastermind, I was like, ooh, yee, yes. And it was amazing. And now that I'm done, like, I can't shut up and stop rambling about it to you guys. But okay, so I don't think that ever goes away. And before the call today, I actually texted my friend and I was like, I just like, because I often like to live in denial. And so I'm working on shifting into acknowledgement, acceptance, and surrendering to what is in some cases. So I like to work on seeing things for what they are, no better, no worse, and then working through the meanings and beliefs that I've attached to those things. So my text to my friend went like this. I just like to move through my body and acknowledge it to someone that I'm feeling super anxious about my Sage Tent call in the mastermind that's in an hour and 10 minutes. And she was like, what about? Simple question. For me, I said, the thoughts at the top of the pile are, what if only two people show up? And what if it's not good enough? You know, the usual. And the irony is that I'm talking about how our beliefs and thoughts become our actions and what we experience in life. And I don't believe those things to be true. And then I was like, perhaps I'll use this as an example of how it can go either way. Because you're the thinker of your thoughts and not your thoughts themselves. You get to choose what to do with the thoughts. And that's what makes the difference. So a past version of me that felt those anxious thoughts coming up might have dipped. Like, I bet you someone here that's listening to this while you're, you know, driving to work or doing your cardio or whatever it is, I bet you at some point in your life have dipped out of something because you felt anxious about it. And I also just want to bring to your awareness that anxiety and excitement are very, very similar feelings. They're both future feelings, like whereas sadness or depression is a past feeling, like it's something we're feeling from that's coming up for us from the past. Anxiety and excitement are both future feelings. And it's just really a two millimeter shift into being excited about something versus anxious about something. And so you get to choose. You're the thinker of your thoughts, but you are not your thoughts themselves. So you get to choose as the thoughts come up, which ones are the truth, which ones are the story that you're telling yourself, and you get to choose what to do with the thoughts. And that's what makes the difference. So my point of sharing all that with you is that feeling doesn't go away. And to grow your comfort zone, when that comes up, when the, I call it uncomfortability, but I don't know if that's a word, I'm making it a word. When the uncomfortability, I think it would be discomfort. When the uncomfortability comes up for you, lean in, because you're so used to leaning out and running from it. And that's what keeps you stuck. That's what keeps you failing. That's what keeps you small. I had a client one time that I asked, her name's Erin. I asked her for advice for a new babe that had just joined the Badass Babe Squad. And her advice was so on point. She said, the things that you feel afraid of, the things that you feel resistance to, those are the things that you have to do. And I was like, ooh, yes, that's fire. You need to lean in, because in order to get a result that you've never gotten, you need to be willing to do the things that you have never done. And if you've invested with yourself with a coach and that coach is giving you direction and you're like, no, that's dumb, or like, no, that makes me uncomfortable in a way that just like vulnerability, you don't want to be, you know, vulnerable, because you feel until you've really worked through it, vulnerability is strength. But when I say that word, I bet you feel like openness or like weakness when you're vulnerable. And in the Badass Babe Squad, vulnerability is strength. So I know you've probably had something in your life where you felt anxious about it and then you've resisted doing it, or you've ran away from doing it instead of leaning in and going through the discomfort to expand your comfort zone. You've probably also had thoughts come up of like, not good enough, and you go down the rabbit hole with it, and it becomes this big monster because you're feeding it, like you're fighting fire with fire. And all that does is become like a blaze, like a bigger fighter, a fire, because you're feeding into it. Like you're feeding the negative thought with more negative thoughts that are reinforcing it to be true for you. It's just like, maybe this is you too. Maybe you've had a pattern where you're in a relationship and you keep getting cheated on. And so every relationship you're in, you're thinking like, oh, they're just going to cheat on me. And then you hold them at arm's length and you don't let them get close and you're not vulnerable. And you do all the things that would make somebody be like, this girl doesn't even like me, and end up cheating on you, right? And then because it happened again, you're like, oh, I knew it was going to happen. But like, you're doing all the things that are creating the environment for it to happen, because where focus goes, energy flows. So instead of, you know, reacting to those thoughts, I want you to take a minute and respond. So respond versus reacting. We want to respond to that thought pattern in a different way that is empowering you and maintains your energy and your mood. And this allows you to stay like in flow in the river of life instead of getting snagged up in the sharp rocks around the bend. So we need to learn to let things go and don't let it ruin your day. You know, humans in general tend to focus on the negative. This was one of the examples that I gave to the students today, is let's imagine this. Stay with me here. Imagine you're having the best day of your life. You know, everything's going good. Traffic is good. You got a raise. Your boss told you you're doing a good job. You lost weight. You stayed compliant with your workouts. Like everything's going good. But when you were at the gym, maybe you dropped a weight on your toe. And then I see you, even though that was like way earlier in the day, I see you and I'm like, hey, babe, how's your day going? How are you? And the one thing that comes to your mind is that you dropped a weight on your foot when you were at the gym. Not all that other good stuff. You immediately go to like the one negative thing that happened to you that day instead of focusing on the good. So this is what I'm talking about rerouting your brain, rewiring your brain to focus on the positive instead of the negative. Another beautiful example of this is, let's say you're driving down the road, and on one side of the road, on the right side of the road, there's this beautiful sunset. But on the left side of the road, someone's gotten in an accident and there's police cars there and there's some wreckage. So you're driving down the road. Which way do you look? Are you going to look to the right at the beautiful sunset that's going on? Or are you going to look to the left at the accident? Honest, what comes up to you first? Probably the left, right? Because as humans, we are wired to look for negativity. And this probably goes back to like caveman days when we had to be that way. We had to be wired to look for danger. We had to be wired to look for negative things because there were so many negative things and dangerous things. Like maybe there's a saber-toothed tiger out there. I don't know. So you got to be heightened. But like, we're not living in a cave anymore. We're not living with the saber-toothed tigers. Our lives are pretty good for the most part, right? So we can rewire them to focus on the good. We can rewire them to be grateful. We can rewire them to love ourselves, to have these amazing self-beliefs about ourselves and change our identity of who we are. That way, when something comes up or someone says something negative to us, we don't have to own it and we don't have to wear it per se. Like, the outfit doesn't fit me. I'm not going to try it on. No, thank you. That's not my size, right? So if we can reroute our beliefs and our identity, we can make these changes long term if we're operating from a place of self-love, right? So how do we let things go? Well, here's where I start. I like to start with, when something's coming up for me, that example before the call when I was feeling anxious, like, what's my belief about this and where does it come from? You might have had something in your life happen to you before in a similar situation. And so you have that, whether you consciously are aware of it or not. It could be in your subconscious. It could be, you know, you're consciously aware either way. But when it comes up, like, that's where it's usually coming from, as a past experience. So what is my belief about this? For me, when I was like feeling anxious, like, what's my belief about this? Well, you know, I used to be a person that struggled with self-worth. So like, and I wanted people to like me too. I would rather be liked over like even liking myself back in the day. So what's my belief about this? Well, what if nobody shows up? Well, what if nobody shows up? Well, that means nobody likes me. Doesn't matter if anybody likes you now. No, I don't really, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, cool. So none of that is true. So let's go get in there. Bum slap. Get in the arena, girl. Go get them, babe. And you're off to the races, right? Like, it's that simple as just zooming out. And when I say zoom out, so that you're aware of the language that I'm using and what I mean by this, because I'm a very visual person. When you're zoomed in, when you're so hyper-focused on something, like if I'm feeling anxious and all I can think about is, oh my God, I'm feeling so anxious right now, and I'm focusing on that and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like you're in a mosh pit, like you're body to body in the stinky, sweaty mosh pit, bumping into everybody, and you can't see anything except for the heads that are like surrounding you. You can't see even the stage. You can't see the performance. farmers, you can't see anything except everybody's sweaty armpits. But if you zoom out, and by zooming out, I say like, go up to the balcony, like off of the dance floor and up to the balcony, you have this whole big perspective of what you can see when you zoom out. When you go up to the balcony, you can see the whole dance floor. You have a whole different perspective on it. So that's what I mean, like in your life. Another example of this is the term I use is in the weeds, or I'll say like slogging logs in the weeds. And then what that means to me is like you're in a marsh and there's cattails that are up to your face. You're in all these weeds and you can't see anything and it's muddy and it stinks. And there's logs floating that you're throwing out of the way, like you're slogging logs to try and make some forward progress. And you've got to get out of the swamp. You got to get out of the weeds so that you can see. You got to zoom out. You got to get to dry land, whatever you want to, however you want to put it. Like you need to zoom out and open up your perspective of the way that you're looking at things instead of being so hyper-focused on like the micro nuances that don't mean shit. You got to zoom out. What is my belief about this? Where does it come from? Because English is tough today, fam. Our beliefs and our identity and who we think we are is what needs to be examined. Often this is the way that humans work. And stay with me. When we think about who like we are, our vision of ourself, it's often I'm not who I am. I'm not who you think I am. I am who I think that you think that I am. If you need to rewind that, skip back and listen to it again, because it needs to land for you, the perspective of how we aren't even who we are. We're who we think that person thinks that we are. And if we can just shift to just being who we are instead of who we think we need to be for somebody else or who somebody else thinks we are, if we can just shift and just be and live in our own identity and our own beliefs, that's when we can get different results. Because our identity controls our beliefs, which controls our thoughts and our feelings and our actions and our results. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, my thoughts that run through my head like rampant these days are not nearly the same thoughts that they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatsoever. I used to operate from a place of lack, from lack of self-love, lack of worth. I wanted everybody to like me. So I would do things that I didn't like. I used to buy clothes that I didn't even like because my friends liked them and I wanted to be cool. I wanted to fit in. I wanted them to like me. And then when I would wear these clothes, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like me because it wasn't even something that I wanted. It wasn't my identity. I was being who I thought that I should be for somebody else. And these days, that feels hella gross in my body. So you're always going to get exactly what you believe. And here's the thing. I said this earlier. Nothing has meaning other than the meaning that we give it. What's my belief about this? Your thoughts are showing, guys. And by that, that labels what your beliefs and your identity are too. And like where you're operating from. Are you operating from victim mode? Are you always trying to justify things? Are you victimizing yourself? Are you feeling like you don't have any control and everything is everyone else's fault except your own? Or are you taking responsibility? What's mine to own here? And what isn't mine to own here? Your thoughts show up in your words and your actions. Think about it. What we continually think, we become. And where focus goes, energy flows. Just like the relationship thing. You think you're going to get cheated on, you keep getting cheated on. You think you're in a business, you think your clients are going to drop off and then they keep dropping off. Because like that's the energy you're operating with, and energy is contagious. When you are aware of self, when you know and understand self, this is where the magic happens. This is where the life change happens. This is where the lasting results happen, because you can only meet others at the same level that you're meeting yourself. And if you want to deepen relationship and have meaningful friendships and deepen your relationship with yourself, even, you need to be willing to do the work. And the work never ends because you're always evolving. I don't even know why they call it the work. It should be called the play, because for me, it's fun. It's like a new discovery, new experiences. And you're discovering these like new gifts, as I like to call them, every day. And therefore, the work is never done. The play is never done. And if you can approach the work, quote unquote, with curiosity versus judgment, like when you discover something about yourself, like this is new and this is beautiful. What a beautiful gift I've been given to be able to discover this, instead of approaching it with negativity and resentment and like, how could I have been so stupid? Or how could I have let that happen for that long? If you can just, you know, I was doing the best I could with the tools I had at my current level of awareness, and how beautiful that I'm now aware of this and I can make a new decision in the future. And you take responsibility for that and not resentment. Okay, Hextine, that's all great and well, but like how? What do I do? And here's my question to you. This is what I would meet you with if you asked me that. When's the last time you were brutally honest with yourself? Have you ever been? Because it's the little lies that we tell ourselves that we won't take responsibility for that keep us stuck. And this is what I want you to do. If you struggle with being honest with yourself, I want you to start journaling. Even if you don't struggle with that, I want you to start journaling. If I tried that, Christina's dumb. Well, you could say that, or you could like lean into the resistance that you're feeling towards it. What's your belief around it? What's your belief around somebody who journals, right? For me, my belief around someone who journals is they're willing to do the work and they want to deepen their relationship with self. They want to discover like what's going on inside, because we have all these thoughts floating around in our brain. And if we can just get them out onto a paper, we can examine them. But just to start, what I would want you to do is just write 10 minutes to start, then work to 15, work to 20, work to one page, two pages, three pages, just brain dumping everything that's going on in your monkey mind, all the chatter, all the noise, and be truthful. And it might look like, this is dumb. I'm doing this wrong. I don't know what to do. I need groceries. This is silly. I don't know what I should write. And it might just look like that at first, and that's fine. Just keep writing, pen to paper, keep writing, whatever's coming to your mind. And don't tell me that you don't have thoughts coming up, because I know that you do. Because even as you've been listening to this, I bet you you've thought like a million different thoughts about a million different things and had to bring your mind back to attention to listen to what I'm saying to you. So don't tell me that you don't have thoughts, because I know that you have thoughts and I want you to just write them down. Doesn't matter if it's the same thing over and over. Whatever's coming up in your mind, write it on the paper and get it out. And grow from there. It doesn't get easier. You get better. I want to say that again, because that applies to everything in life. We sit there and we wait for things to get easier, but they don't. They never get easier. You get better. Just like if you've ever played Super Mario at the start when you're a young kid and you don't even know, it's your first time holding a controller. You're not sure how to play. The levels are like easy, but they're a little bit challenging. But once you get to know what the buttons do and you know how to jump and you know how to eat apples with Yoshi and all that shit, it gets easier and you progress pretty quick through like the first 10 levels, and then you get to the boss, right? And the boss is a little bit harder. And you're like, oh, this isn't as easy as it was. And then you beat the boss and you get to the next level. And those levels are a little bit harder, right? So it's not getting any easier. You're just getting better. And as you go through life, the same shit happens. Like, it doesn't get easier. You keep finding more ways to challenge yourself. And that's the beauty of it. And that's how we grow. It doesn't get easier. You get better. Same with doing the work. It doesn't get easier. You get better at being a person that can handle doing the work. You get better at being a person who can have the deep conversations. You get better at being a person who can set the boundaries. You get better at being the person that can speak your needs. You get better at being the person that can understand how other people need their needs to be met, because you understand how you need yours to be met. You can't meet someone somewhere that you won't meet yourself. So journal. Number two, meditate. Put in the reps. Bring your mind back. Find one thing to focus on. For me, I like to focus on my breath. I just like to focus on my breathing. And anytime my mind starts to wander, I bring it back. And this is how we can start to master our mindset. This is how we can start to master our thoughts. The way I like to look at it is like a horse and rider, right? There's the horse. The horse likes to do what it wants. But when the rider gets on the rider can tell the horse what to do. So that's like our conscious and our subconscious mind, where our subconscious mind is the horse and our conscious mind is the rider. So if left just to its own free will, the horse is going to run around and do whatever the hell it wants. But once the rider consciously gets on the horse, it can control the horse and tell the horse what to do once it's trained the horse. So by meditating, it's like training your horse. It's getting the rider on the horse and controlling it and getting, you know, mastering your mindset. Your horse is now telling your rider is now telling the horse what to do. So when you meditate, you're putting in the reps. Just like when you're in the gym, you're putting in the reps, right? You eventually lifting 5 pounds for 10 reps becomes easy. And now you can do 8 pounds for 10 reps. And then eventually you can do 8 pounds for 12 reps. And then maybe you do 10 pounds for 8 reps. And then you do 10 pounds for 10 reps. And you get stronger through progressive overload. It's the same thing with meditation. You keep putting in the reps and bringing your mind back. You keep putting in the reps and bringing your mind to what you want it to focus on. And through that, you get stronger. You build your awareness. The other thing, when something's coming up for you, the question I said earlier, like when you're feeling a certain way, try to drop into your body. And what I mean by drop into your body is like, becoming aware, like, what are you feeling? Where are you feeling it? What does it feel like in your body? What's the emotion that you're attaching to this feeling? How does it feel? What's your belief around it? Like, let's get curious. Let's lead with curiosity instead of leading with resentment or denial, like I used to do. Let's get curious. Why is this coming up? Acknowledge, surrender, responsibility. Like those type of things are the words that I want you to be aware of in the words that I want you to be using and feeling versus denial or rejection or resentment or those ones like acceptance, curiosity, peacefulness, love, responsibility, those words. Okay, that's it. That's all I got for you guys today. I hope that something in that landed for you. And if you're listening to this, I would love to hear from you. If you want a screenshot, post it on social media, tag me, XTeenCarnitas. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought of today. And if you have anything else that you would like me to talk about, I'm all ears. So let me know. I love you. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at CoachXTeenCarnitas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.